This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
You can say this for the president. He is totally making late-night television great again. Saturday Night Live is on a roll, and weeknights are seeing a bump, too, as the shows and the hosts with the sharpest political humor get the most viewers. Case in point, Stephen Colbert on The Late Show on CBS won the time slot last week, beating Jimmy Fallon over on NBC. Marketplace's Annie Baxter looks at how late-night political satire is having its day.
Before the election season, late-night shows were doing fine, but they weren't pushing the envelope much. So says Dan Wilch with Frank Maggot Associates, a media consulting firm.
The primary thing happening were sort of kind of fluff. I mean, good things to go to bed to, but nothing that was that thought-provoking or controversial.
Like this Jimmy Fallon take on teenage girl talk.
I'm Sarah, and if you're wondering, that's S-A-R-A with no H, because H's are out.
Hollywood Reporter TV editor Marisa Guthrie says comedians found potential targets back then, like President Obama, harder to satirize.
Because he was so contained and so on message.
By contrast, President Trump's administration has some larger-than-life personalities. And some of the hosts succeeding today, like Stephen Colbert, were stamped by the political satire of The Daily Show. David Craig is a media expert at the University of Southern California.
It's a combination of Trump, Daily Show, and social media that I think has sparked this renaissance in political content and higher ratings on these talk shows.
And of course, Saturday Night Live is enjoying its highest ratings in decades. Dan Wilch says the daily flood of news is actually pushing more people to watch shows as they air.
You want to see how they're talking about it. You make more of a point to watch it live.
That's a boon for networks who can tell advertisers they'll have plenty of eyeballs watching. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.